Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Yesterday morning, the ladies came to church bright and early so they could prepare for their Christmas party. They did so by preparing the church, by decorating the tree, by putting up the Advent wreath, by placing the wreaths on the wall. They also decorated the fellowship hall, putting up the Christmas tree and creche, decorating the tables. They did all of this to make sure that the church would look right for Advent, for Christmas, for their Christmas party. They wanted their guests to feel welcome for worship, for the party, and for the song fest this afternoon. And this provides an excellent example of just what Malachi was talking about in our Old Testament reading, and of the purpose for our hymn of the day today, Prepare the Royal Highway. You see, long, long ago, God foretold the Messiah's coming, long before he actually came. Way back in Genesis chapter 3, right after the fall into sin, God promised that he himself would come to make things right. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, you shall bruise his heel. The first declaration of the coming Messiah, the first gospel promise. Again, in Deuteronomy 18, Moses said, "The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among you, from your brothers. It is to him you shall listen." Again, the Messiah, a prophet, is coming. Now, this held true long ago when Jesus first came, when he said through Malachi, "I send my messenger and he will prepare the way before me." The messenger will come, John the Baptist, coming before the Messiah, who will be God himself. This held true when Jesus first came in Zechariah 9, the prophet says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming to you, righteous and having salvation. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.'" God was coming, that he was sending his Messiah to forgive sins. And this also holds true for us today. In Revelation 22, verse 20, Jesus says, "Surely I am coming soon." He is coming back again. In this season of Advent, we are both remembering when Jesus came the first time and also looking forward to the day when he will come again. The first time he came, it was as a helpless baby. But the second time he comes, it will be as described by John in Revelation 19, where he says, "Then I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems. He has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. He will tread the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God the Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, 'The King of Kings and Lord of Lords.'" When we read this description, and when we imagine the spectacle it describes, we can only be struck by a single thought. Who can endure this great and terrifying day? Who can endure Jesus coming again like this? Because the Messiah's coming is not going to be a good thing for everyone. In Isaiah 13, verse 9, the prophet says, "Behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel, with wrath and fierce anger, to make the land a desolation and to destroy its sinners from it." When the Messiah comes the second time, those sinners, those who did not repent, those who did not receive him in faith, are going to be refined. In Malachi chapter 3, he describes the day of the Lord like a refiner's fire, like fuller's soap. Now, refiner's fire was used to melt a precious metal to remove the impurities. You would separate the iron from the dross, you would separate the impurities from the gold, from the silver, and what is left over would be the pure metal. And this is, as Jeremiah describes, "Behold, I will refine them and test them, for what else can I do because of my people?" He is going to refine his people, removing all of the impurities, which doesn't sound like a lot of fun. Or else, the other analogy he uses is fuller soap, which was used in the process of cleaning and whitening cloth. And again, Jeremiah chapter 2, "Though you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, the stain of your guilt is still before me." The fuller soap removes impurity from cloth. And again, it doesn't sound like a lot of fun. The idea is that God is going through and removing all of the impurities from his people. And with all of this coming, all that we can do is to prepare for it. And God warns that we need to be prepared in advance for his coming. The voice cries, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of the Lord." Prepare for his coming. Now, what is this preparation? We can look through Scripture and see three different ways that we are to prepare for his coming. The first, of course, is with repentance. And that is what John is preaching, is repentance. Repentance of sins and baptism to prepare for Christ's coming. James writes, "Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded." We are to prepare by repentance of sins, by turning back to God. We are to prepare with faith. In Revelation 2, it says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." By faith in Jesus Christ, by faith in what he has done for us, by faith that he has made us his own, and by repentance of sins, we turn back, we prepare for his coming. And then the third is with good works. In Matthew 5, Jesus says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." It is not by good works that we are saved, and yet it is by good works that we show that we have been saved. We are forgiven by Christ, through his death on the cross alone. And yet, when we live out our Christian life in this world, we show our faith in him to others. So as you prepare your home this Advent season for guests coming at Christmas, I encourage you not to forget your own preparations for the coming of the greater guest, the guest who came in a tiny manger bed 2,000 years ago. Prepare with repentance of sins, prepare with a life of faith and walking in the good works God has prepared for you, because this greater guest is going to come again, and when he does, there will be an even greater festival party. The world will be made perfect, we will be made perfect, there will be no more sorrow or sadness in that day when he comes again. Amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.